Welcome to worship on this week, beginning the 1st of November. Before we go any further, I'd like to give you a forward notice for this coming Wednesday. That's Wednesday the 4th of November at 5:30 in the afternoon. If you go online, you have access to Being Online and to the website of Christian Aid. They are holding a service of remembrance for those who have lost loved ones in this last year. And it's a time to reflect and to give thanks to God for the lives of those who have gone before us. So that's this Wednesday, the 4th of November at 5:30. The service will be available on the Christian Aid website. And then the service will be available on the website in the days after that, if you're not able to go there on Wednesday afternoon. I'm delighted this morning to welcome Mrs. Gillian Richmond, who is currently training for the Ministry of Word and Sacrament, to lead us in our worship. Thank you, Gillian.
Thank you for your warm welcome to join you all in worship. And now let us give joyful thanks to the Father, who has made us all fit to share the heritage of God's people in the realm of light.
Thank you.
The reading for today is from St Luke chapter 6 verses 20 to 26. And in some Bibles this passage has got the subheading Blessings and Woes. Then he looked up at his disciples and said, Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, revile you and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice on that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven, for that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets. So we know these words as the Beatitudes, and we probably know them quite well. We'll have heard them a few times over the years, and they are a classic reading for All Saints' Day. Sometimes, though, when we hear passages for the umpteenth time, it's as if we become almost immune to the true meaning of the words. And today I'd like to share with you an alternative form from a version of the Bible called Good as New, a radical retelling of the scriptures. You're the important ones now, those of you who haven't got much. You're citizens of God's new world. You're the important ones now, those of you who are hungry. You're going to have plenty to eat. You're the important ones now, those of you who are grieving. You'll soon be laughing. Think yourselves privileged when people despise and reject you, and when they insult you and call you names for being true to the ideals of the complete person. Hold your heads high and keep your spirits up when that happens. Better things are on the way to you in the world to come. The ancestors of those who ill-treat you treated God's speakers in the past in the same way. To the back of the queue, those who are loaded with money, you've had your prizes. To the back of the queue, those who are overfed, there won't be any food for you. To the back of the queue, those who laugh at others, it's your turn to feel hurt. To the back of the queue, those who seek to be popular and famous, the ancestors of the type who applaud you were taken in by the frauds of days gone by. Radical indeed. For me, it seems so much more challenging to hear it put like that, to have the words turned about, but we sometimes forget that Jesus was radical. Traditionally, the Beatitudes have been interpreted as a way for us to understand that we'll get given a reward for our good behaviour, for all our good acts, and for believing, for following Jesus, that prize being getting into heaven. But what if Jesus was calling us to see beyond our current place and time and work towards a time and place where we all become all that we were created to be? A place where there is no inequality, a time where we love and share freely, where people are treated with understanding and compassion, a place where every person can be as complete as they can be. Would that be a kingdom of God? Or, as the Good as New Bible puts it, would that be a place where everyone is a citizen of God's new world? At the moment, though, it's hard. We hear such negative messages through our news channels about the very uncertain times we live in. And if we pay too much attention to the dire warnings of the most cynical amongst us, we have little choice but to give up hope and live in fear. Taking radical risks like working for justice for the poor and the hungry seems out of reach. The temptation to hunker down and to protect what's ours lures us back into the mistakes of the past. These are troubling times, but we are all trying to make sense, and we see people trying to make a difference. We can all think of instances since March alone where people have gone out of their way to show radical love to their neighbours during this pandemic. And in the Beatitudes, Jesus is challenging us to do exactly that, to see the world and its inhabitants and do something about the injustices we see, just as so many of the saints who have lived before us did. And we, yes, us, we are the modern day saints. We are the ones who can see those who are disadvantaged and say, you're the important ones now, those of you who haven't got much, and to the back of the queue, to those who are loaded with money. Because we can hold our heads high if we are being true to the ideals of the complete person. And that complete person that we saw in Jesus, Jesus calls for us to be complete people too. And yes, we are fitted for the task. As 14th century Christian mystic Julian of Norwich insisted, we are not just made by God, we are made of God. And that means that we can be liberated from our fear of being radical. We are the children of God, and we are meant to shine for God because we are God. We are being God to those that we love through what we do, through what we speak up for, and in the ways that we take action, just as all the saints who have gone before us did. We can be the complete person that Jesus speaks of. We can strive for the kingdom of God. We can seek to be citizens of God's new world. We just need to be true to God's gifts to us. Amen.